Sally, what would you say to anyone who's thinking of being an ALA rep or even ALA president?
I would say it's one of the best things I've ever done. I became an ALA rep back in, I think it was probably about 2006, 2007. So I think for about 8 years I was an ALA rep. Then I got invited onto the ALA board. And then from the ALA board, invited onto the presidential team. I now sit on the board still. But it's almost like a second career, because you've got your career as a letting agent and then you've got your ALA career. And it takes you through a whole new realm of learning that you just don't get as an individual letting agent.
I mean, what sort of time do we have to put in here? I mean, I was talking to David Votta. Hi, David. love that man. And he says he's almost got two jobs.
Yeah.
You've got to do your daytime job as an agent, run the agency, and also be an ALA. But do you get something back in return?
Oh, a huge amount. You get more than you put in. I mean, as an ALA rep, you've got 2 to 3 meetings a year, a couple of, ALA rep meetings, and that's it really. But what you get back from it is to be put into an environment that as an individual letting agent you would never see. So you go into a room with 30, 40 other very experienced letting agents, you sit with the presidential team, you get David Cox for an hour to an hour and a half giving you all the latest piece of political bulletins, what's going on, what's happening, stuff you would just never hear of because it's not in the news. You know, what the government's talking about, what they're thinking about, what's going to happen next. It just gives you and your business and your mindset, it just opens your eyes. Because when you, quite often in business, as you know, Chris, you focus on your thing and your desk and what's going
it's
on.
It's the in the business versus on the business.
It is. And when you become like ALA rep and go that, it just opens up the world. It becomes a totally different perspective. It's phenomenal.
Do you learn anything that helps you directly in your business? I'm not talking about getting more landlords, but tips and guidance from other reps to help you in your letting agency itself?
Yeah, you do, because you learn what other people do. And from that you can learn what's good, and also I'm not doing that, so you get that perspective. But I think for me it was the political angle, and I've really embraced that, the whole political side. What the government's talking about, what happened in Scotland, what happened in Wales, because I would not normally know, for I'm sitting here in Wolverhampton, I wouldn't know what's going on in Scotland and Wales, but I now know that the Welsh RentSmart Wales and the aspects of what's gone on there and the challenges it's faced. I now know about the private tenancies bill up in Scotland and how well that's been received, and also some of the challenges it's had, and obviously what the English government is looking at both of those and saying, well, which one are we going to adopt? So I feel like I'm 2 to 3 years ahead with a few, we could go this way or that way, but we're not going to go that way. So I have a bit of an idea for my business as to what the future looks like, because we're looking at the political aspects all the time. I think for me, Chris, that was the big thing. Other people take away other things. A lot of the reps, they really love the legal learning, you know, the legislative learning and that side of things. So, and some people just love the camaraderie and having, if you're a single business owner and you work on your own, it's a lonely place. What better than to sit with 20, 30 other highly experienced letting agents from all over the country and chat and have someone to share ideas with and stuff. So it's different for everybody, but for me, it's been awesome.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.